And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. John 17:3. Dear people who keep company with God. After walking with God for over 40 years, I find God to be greater and more mysterious than ever. To me, this is not disheartening. Who would want a God that man could fully understand? But Jesus Christ came into the world to reveal God to us. Jesus said, "If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from now on you know him and have seen him." John 14:7. Through Jesus, God has made himself knowable. Throughout the Bible, God gives us many ways in which we can know him. He reveals himself through the written scriptures, prayer, preaching, parables, teaching, and testimonies. God makes himself known through music, arts, literature, and inventions. He has given us spiritual gifts and manifestations of the Spirit, such as visions, dreams, and revelations that help us to know him. The psalmist tells us that God can be found in quietness. Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am the Lord." Creation reveals God. Psalm 19:1, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." One of the greatest ways God wants us to know him is by his name. Biblically, names carry meaning. Names describe qualities and characteristics of the person who bears the name. There are many names of God mentioned in the Bible. God has many names because he wants to be found by us. God wants us to know him and see that he is accessible. God has many names to help us better connect with him, and no single name could convey who he is or ever do him justice. Savior, Lord, Father are foundational names that ensure a thriving relationship with him. There will also be times in your life when you have a need to know him in a unique way. This is when you can expect God to reveal himself with one of his other names. One of the more revealing names of God is El Roi, the God who sees. It is the only name in the Bible given to God by a human. El Roi comes from the story of Hagar. God promised Abram and Sarai an heir, but the years went by with no child. Sarai took matters into her hands by offering her maidservant Hagar to Abram. Hagar conceived a son, only to find Sarai filled with jealousy, Genesis 16:6. So Sarai treated her harshly, and she fled from her presence. In the wilderness, Hagar encountered the Lord. He encouraged her and told her to go back and face Sarai. She then gave God a name, El Roi, the God who sees. The name reveals so much about the heart of God. Through his grace, he sees past our failures and shortcomings. None of our tears have ever been hidden from him. He has never missed any hurtful word said to or about you. No abuse has ever occurred that he did not see and grieve with you. God sees it all and wants us to see and know him as a kind and loving Father. Luke 12:6-7. God never overlooks a single sparrow, and he pays even greater attention to you, down to the last detail, even numbering the hairs on your head. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.